إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Kindly recite درود شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and dear brothers, our mother Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates an incident. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A person came in the presence of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Kathir رحمه الله تعالى in his tafsir of the Quran, he suggests that this was a person from amongst the Ansar. However, Allama ibn Asakir rahimahullahu ta'ala, he suggests that this was a sahabi by the name of Thawban radiyallahu ta'ala an. Nevertheless, jaa rajulun ila an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa qala ya rasulullah innaka la ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa mali wa waladi. A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, ya rasulullah, the fact of the matter is you are very, very dear to me. I love you more than I love myself. I love you more than my wealth, my children, and my family. And then he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but sometimes when I go home and when I'm alone, I sense that there is this peace and tranquility missing from my heart. And then I have the opportunity to come and sit in your presence, in your company, and see your Mubarak and blessed face. And then I find that peace and that tranquility that I was missing at home. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ. But when I remember that eventually I will depart from this temporary abode, and you, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will also make parda from this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you high stages in Jannah. You will be with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. If I make it to Jannah, then how will I put this impatient heart to rest? خَشِيتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكَ. I have this fear that I will be unable to see you in Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking at Thawban radiyallahu ta'ala an. He sees the cry, he hears the cry of Thawban radiyallahu ta'ala an. Just then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, he descends with wahi and revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse 69 of Surah An-Nisa in the fifth juz of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And whosoever obeys Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will be with those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. With the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, with the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada, the martyrs and the pious. Respected elders and dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights two very important aspects, conditions, requisites in order for us to enjoy the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. What are these two conditions? Number one, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Someone said to Qa'qa' Awsi rahimahullahu ta'ala, قُلْ لَنَا شَيْئًا يُشَوِّقُنَا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Say to us something that will kindle within us this desire to be in Jannah. He said, in summary, if I have to give it to you in a nutshell, فِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ سَيِّدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. rahmatul lil alamin, bashira wa nadhira, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Jannah. That is enough for us to have this desire to earn Jannah. Now who is this beautiful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom we have been instructed to love more than our parents, more than our brothers, more than our wives, our children, our families, our relatives, our businesses, our homes? Who is this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's a narration in Sahih Muslim. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ati bab al-jannati yawm al-qiyamati fa-astaftihu." I will come on the day of qiyamah and I will arrive at the doors of Jannah. فَأَسْتَفْتِحُ, and I will seek permission to enter. فَيَقُولُ الْخَازِنُ, the doorkeeper will say, مَنْ أَنْتَ, who are you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will then say, فَأَقُولُ أَنَا مُحَمَّدُ, I will then say that I am Muhammad. The doorkeeper will then say, بِكَ أُمِرْتْ لَا أَفْتَحُ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَكْ, you are the person that I have been commanded about, and I have never ever opened these doors for anyone before you. Respected elders and dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Allah addresses the believers and he says, oh those who have brought iman, ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obey those who have been placed in authority from among you, over you. So obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how? By making the Qur'an Kareem, the Qur'an Majeed, our life manual. Every single aspect of our life should be dictated by the Qur'an. If we study the lives of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the Qur'an had such a great impact on their life. It revolutionized their hearts and their souls and their minds, such that wherever they went, they conquered. Wherever they went, they had an impact on the people there. It wasn't the people that had an impact on them, they had an impact on those people that they went to see, they went to meet. They conquered the world because of their attachment to the Quran. Our pious as well. It is mentioned regarding Ali ibn al-Husayn, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that he was once making wudu. And his servant was pouring the water for him. And by accident, she dropped this vessel of water on the floor. So it shattered and it injured Ali ibn al-Husayn, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And immediately his slave girl recited the verses of the Qur'an. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking in the context of earning Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those who suppress their anger. So immediately he replies to her and he says, I have suppressed my anger. And then she continues the verse, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they pardon people. So he responds to her and he tells her that I have pardoned you. And she continues the verse of the Quran and she says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. Allah loves the muhsinoon. So there, he then says to his slave girl that not only have I suppressed my anger, not only have I forgiven you and pardoned you, I have also set you free. وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum was such that they regulated their life with the Qur'an Kareem. When this ayah was revealed, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is there to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful loan? In the tafsir of Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions an incident. He says that a sahabi by the name of Abu Dahdah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard this verse, he came rushing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I'm confused. Inna Allah yastaqriduna wa huwa ghaniyun 'anil qardi. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us for a loan whilst he is independent from any need, any want, from a loan from us? He's independent from that. Is Allah asking us for a loan? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُرِيدُ أَن يُدْخِلَكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in lieu of this loan, He wants to give you an opportunity to earn Jannah. So Abu Dahdah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, in that case, I want Jannah for me. I want Jannah for my wife. I want Jannah for my family and my children. And he grabs hold of the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have two gardens. And I want to give these two gardens to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abu Dahdah, that, oh Abu Dahdah, you keep one and you give one for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Dahdah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, in that case, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will give the better one for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This garden had 600 date palms. And he gave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then rushes to the garden. And he doesn't enter the garden. He stands at the entrance. And he shouts out words of poetry. Who's inside? His wife is there. His children are there. They're enjoying the dates of the garden. They're enjoying the shade of the trees of that garden. And he says to her beautiful words of poetry. In summary, he says to her, oh my wife, you have to come out of this garden now. This garden is in the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His wife, she becomes so happy. She becomes so elated. She stands up and she also starts singing words of poetry. And she says, Oh my husband, what a beautiful deal you have struck with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give you glad tidings of Jannah. I want to congratulate you for the deal that you have done with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lieu of Jannah. Can we imagine how hard it is for a mother to take food away from the child that's eating? You know, when a mother sees the child is eating, it's very hard and difficult for the mother to take that food away. Her children had food in their mouth, in their hands, dates in their mouth, dates in their hand. She took those dates out very gently and she says to them also that these don't belong to us. They are now in the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She then exits the garden. Her and Abu Dahdah radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the entire family then goes to the other garden. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is watching this entire scene. And then he says, كَمْ مِنْ عِذْقٍ رَدَاحٍ وَدَارٍ فَيَّاحٍ لِأَبِ الدَّحْدَاحٍ. Oh Abu Dahdah, how many a heavy, heavy date palms and how many palatial homes have you secured for yourself in Jannah? So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was such that they were ready at the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were ready to follow anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them in the Qur'an and they held on to the Qur'an-i-Kareem. The second aspect we mentioned, to enjoy the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is holding on to the lifestyle and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum was such that they mirrored the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like how a shadow follows its owner. Just like how one eye follows the other eye, they mirrored the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the T. In Tirmidhi, a narration is mentioned that a person, he was with Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. شَهِدْتُ عَلِيًّا أُتِيَ بِدَابَّةٍ لِيَرْكَبَهَا. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was brought an animal for him to ride. And فَلَمَّا وَضَعَ رِجْلَهُ فِي الرِّكَابِ. When I seen that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu placed his feet on the stirrups, on the saddle of that particular conveyance, he recited Bismillah. فَلَمَّا اسْتَوَى عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا. And when he settled onto the mount, on the conveyance, he recited Alhamdulillah. Thereafter he recited the dua, which we all know, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. Glory be to the one who subjugated this animal for us, and we did not have the ability to do so, and definitely, most definitely, we are going to return unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he recited Alhamdulillah 3 times. Then he recited Allahu Akbar 3 times. Then he recited the dua, Subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi, faghfirli fa'innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. Glory be to you, O Allah. I have definitely sinned and wronged myself. So forgive me, for there is none, definitely none, that can forgive my sins except you, O Allah. Thereafter, he smiled. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited all of these du'as and then he smiled. So the person that was with him was fascinated. And he was astounded. And then he said to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, O Ali, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, min ayy shay'in dhahikta? What has made you smile? So then he says to this person, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَنَعَ كَمَا صَنَعْتُ. I once was with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I seen him do exactly as I did. ثُمَّ ضَحِكْ. And then he smiled. So I asked him, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ ضَحِكْتَ? For what reason have you smiled? So he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْجَبُ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so elated, so pleased, so happy when he hears that his servant says these words, O my Rabb, forgive me, for definitely there is none that can forgive my sins except you. So this was the extent with which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went to mirror the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even in the occasions when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, they went to the extent of smiling as well. Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala in his Al-Arba'een, he mentions that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both his ibadah and aadah. Ibadah refers to the worship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aadah refers to his habits and his mundane activities. For example, he brings the example that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he wore his lower garment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred to sit down and put on his lower garment. This was the aada of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he mentions something beautiful. He says that if we follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in so far as his aada is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such that Allah will give us the rewards of an ibadah in that as well. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion he says that we were invited for a meal with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that I didn't have a particular liking to dubba. Dubba is a vegetable from the pumpkin family, which we know as gourd. So he says, I didn't have a particular liking for it, but at the dastarkhan, when the meals were being served, in the gravy pot, there were pieces of meat, and there was dubba in there. So I noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was particularly looking for and picking out the dubba from the gravy pot. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he did not have a particular liking for dubba. He says, when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this and searching for the dubba, dubba became my favorite meal thereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq and the ability to mirror the life and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the most beautiful lifestyle and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Certainly for you is a beautiful model in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the most complete way of life. It is the most simplest yet comprehensive way of life. It is the most aqrab, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most perfect way of life. How do we know it's perfect? There are many reasons. One of the reasons why the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is perfect, because it doesn't change, it's constant. 1446 years later, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as meticulously recorded and transmitted to us. Other lifestyles which are marketed out there and advertised about, these lifestyles are ever changing. What was in 30 years ago, or what is in today is out tomorrow. What was in 30 years ago, 20 years ago is now in again. So it's ever changing. But the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never changes. It is absolutely perfect. And the second reason why the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is perfect is because every single person has the ability to emulate the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether a person is wealthy, not so wealthy, privileged, underprivileged, a king, a ruler, a pauper, a layman, a husband, a wife, a businessman, every single person can find guidance in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the benefits of following the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, قُلْ إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you claim to love me, if you claim to love Allah, what's the acid test, the barometer for you to see how much you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. فَاتَّبِعُونِي, meaning follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. The result of that will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. Not only will He love us, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. That person who loves my sunnah, then that person truly loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That person who loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. Respected elders and dear friends, you know, الْإِنسَانُ عَبْدُ الْإِحْسَانِ. Insan is a slave to favors. Our seniors, our parents always tell us this, that you know, this person, when we didn't have a car for a week, then they took you to school. You know, when it was your sister's walima, they came, they served the food to the people. Even after the walima was over, they helped remove all the dishes and they helped clear out. You know, when your mother was sick in COVID, then they sent the machinery, they sent food for a week, 2 weeks. They looked after us. Never ever forget the ihsan. Our seniors, our parents always tell us this. But don't forget the ihsan of that person. Respected elders and friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did so much for us. Imagine how much more we should be doing in terms of repaying. And we will never be able to in terms of repaying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for what he did for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of dua for us. He made dua for our dunya. He made dua for our akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith he says, اختبأت دعوتي شفاعة لأمتي يوم القيامة. Every Nabi was given a dua that will be accepted. Every Nabi made that dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I reserve that dua for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. I reserve that dua for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. For I will intercede on behalf of my ummah on that day. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will be running from the pond of Kawthar, he will be running from the pond of Kawthar to the Mizan, helter skelter, searching, is there anyone from my ummah seeking help, seeking assistance? So how much more should we be doing to bring about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, in order for us to share the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for us to earn the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that the desire to implement the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, the life of our children, our families, our friends, and to shun all other lifestyles. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.